Good evening and welcome to the Big Z Sports Extra Point Show, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Tonight, the guys will recap last week's games, discuss the season, and talk with area coaches and players. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by TMK Valley Propane, Dr. Nathan Springer DDS, and Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance.
Welcome into this week's Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. Also, big thanks to the Quaker, the Southside Drive-Thrus, and of course, the Mustang Restaurant as sponsors for the Extra Point right here on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Nick McWilliams here with you tonight as we are going to talk some high school football, week 7 in the books. We're going to recap week 7, go over the scores again, and also we're going to talk about week 8. That's coming up this Friday night. And of course, we are going to welcome in the Sandy Valley Cardinals head football coach Brian Gamble and his captains. All five of them will be here. We will talk some Sandy Valley Cardinal football. We're excited for that. And Nick, I know me and you holding down the fort tonight. Chris up doing his duties, his real job, you know?
Yeah, that's a little terrifying.
It is a little terrifying, but we'll have fun here tonight. A big thanks again to Papa John's in New Philadelphia for bringing in the food for the gentlemen tonight. I know they're back there devouring. You got your piece of pizza, right, Nick?
I got one, and now I have to run away as the rest of the horde comes running in.
So the food, when we go out there, it'll be boxes scattered everywhere, and it's going to be a lot of fun, though, to talk to the guys. And a real quick rundown of week number 7 of the final scoreboard. Of course, Ridgewood, they knock off Garaway 46-7 in our Sarsho and Ford of Waynesburg game of the week last week. The Generals really put a hurting, you know, caused some turnovers and took advantage of those turnovers against the Garaway Pirates to knock them off 46-7. Indian Valley, they shut out Newcomerstown 34-0. Nice bounce back win for the Braves, Nick.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it was something that I guess you could say they almost had to have. You had to have something. Anytime you're losing by 22 points, you want to have that something to hang your hat on after that. And I think I described it as just a good old-fashioned Indian Valley win. You're going to get the ball, you're going to grind the clock, and basically good luck scoring against the defense as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Newcomerstown, we know they're having a great season. Compared to the last couple of years for Newcomerstown, they have really turned the page on knowing how to win football games. I know Coach Dirk Gadd is happy with the team's performance so far. He just ran into a really good Indian Valley, probably a really mad Indian Valley team last week, and they got shut out 34-0. And next game we're going to talk about New Philadelphia, the number one team in Ohio in Division III, the New Philadelphia Quakers. They beat Akron L at 56-0, second consecutive shutout for the Quakers.
Yeah, before I go there with that, I'd like to point out that I think I just saw every single piece of pizza just walk by the studio.
You did. You see how big those guys are?
I did, so I'm kind of understanding why Sandy Valley's sitting where they are right now. But anyway, looking at New Philadelphia and Akron L, New Philadelphia, I think, really does deserve that first place ranking. We were just talking about it before we went on air here. Part of me wanted to pick Ellett strictly for the fact of I like an underdog
and I like
an upset. I did. I was the only one, and rightfully so. I think the Quakers showed to me, hey, by the way, there's a reason that we're ranked where we are. You know, you've got that dynamic ability of Baron May. You've got all the receivers and Sam Zemus and Gent Joseph, and you've got the ability of Austin Cole, as well as a defense that it's kind of an angry defense. They play angry.
It is, and it's going to be fun to watch New Philadelphia down the stretch here the last few weeks into the playoffs. So, again, New Philadelphia shuts out Akron L at 56-0. Dover, they lose to St. Francis of Buffalo 62-41. Tough loss. I can't remember the last time a Dover team gave up 62 points.
It's got to be a while. I can't remember. And in my lifetime, I honestly can't remember that.
Yeah, I would have to find out from our Dover aficionados that help us with the show sometimes, Chris or Travis, if you know that, if you're listening, which I know you both are. Let us know the last time Dover had 62 points dropped on them, and that's something to think about is Dover, the dominance of Dover over the last 20 years, 25 years of Dover football. 62 points on them, that's something to shake your head at.
Well, no kidding. I mean, first of all, I almost guarantee you that Travis McClelland is going to be the guy who you want to talk to about that. He's going to pull that out of nowhere. But, yeah, I think this might just be a case of, you know, we know the ability of Dan Ift as a head coach, and we know the ability of a litany of playmakers on that team. I think this could be a similar situation as what New Philadelphia ran into last year. You know, you've got all the pieces in place. Just whether or not they come together is a different story.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Dover down the next 3 weeks. They have the Zanesville this week. Then they'll have Marietta at home. And then, of course, the game against a team across the river, the rivalry game. And we say that both ways. So it'll be a lot of fun week 10. Next game, we're going to talk about the Tuskegee Valley. They knocked off Claymont 48-28.
Yeah, that I'm surprised at how much Tuskegee Valley has brought about a passing attack in recent weeks. I mean, it's surprising to me just a little bit. You know, we as you had stated before, that Tuskegee Valley is a run-oriented team. Then all of a sudden you get Tanner Phillips linking up with Tristan Tesh. I don't remember what they had exactly last week, but the week prior, Tesh had 226 yards and all three touchdowns that Phillips threw. And I think Phillips had like 400 yards or 340 some odd yards passing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they definitely kind of put that on display again.
Yeah, Tuskegee Valley, again, get their second win of the season and knocking off Claymont 48-28. Malvern, they get beat by Buckeye Trail 38-21. East Canton, they fall to TCC, which TCC picks up a huge win right there, 43-39. Alex Price with a big game for the Saints.
A big game is a bit of an understatement, really. I mean, he had almost 500 yards of total offense and six touchdowns. Handled the ball 75 out of their 81 offensive snaps. I know he's the quarterback, so he's getting the ball in his hands every play. But the fact that you're trusting him to run or pass on 75 out of 81 plays, I think the Saints have a lot of faith in their quarterback.
Absolutely, they do, and they need to. Alex Price is a good one here in the area. So next game, Canton Central Catholic, they get past Carrollton 42-6. It's been a rough start for Carrollton, obviously winless on the year, but Canton Central Catholic, we saw them a couple of weeks ago against New Philadelphia. Gave New Philadelphia a game for a little bit, and then the talent pulled away. But Canton Central Catholic, a good football team. Lexington, they beat West Holmes 28-24, and Cameron, West Virginia, they knock off Conotton Valley 16-14. But the game we're going to talk about now, we're going to welcome in head coach Brian Gamble, and of course the Sandy Valley Cardinals, they knock off Strasburg 49-6. Coach, thanks so much for coming in and joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. And man, it's so awesome to have the Cardinals in the house.
Hey, thanks for having us on, appreciate it. Again, thanks for all your guys' support.
We love the Cardinals, and let's go back like 7 weeks ago, if you can remember that. Whew. Far. I know that's a lot to remember. You guys are so focused on 1 week at a time. I get that from every coach. But go back to week one on a Thursday night.
Yep.
You were at Fairless. 28-10 victory for you guys. Great way to start out the season. You guys had some adversity in that game, if I remember correctly. But you got out of there with a 28-10 win.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when you go to, you know, when you play in Navarre, Ohio, you know, that place was rocking on a Thursday night. You know, we love opening up, you know, Starr County and just the area alone. We love opening it up. And I tell you what, it was electric. Those it was a sellout crowd. We had some, you know, week one stuff happen. You know, we had penalties against us. We had a turnover here. Actually, our first offensive play was a fumble. Yeah. You know, it was just, geez, oh, Pete. So we couldn't get out of our own way. But, you know, we settled down. Game slowed down a little bit for us, and we were able to, you know, make some big plays. You know, that's the name of the game for us.
You know, in week one, you mentioned there you had those kind of mistakes that you didn't really want. Is that kind of excusable at that time of the year, or you never want to teach that kind of lesson that, it's okay, it's early in the year, we can get over it?
No turnovers ever a good thing. So we can never, you know, we practice ball security a lot in everything that we do and everything that we practice. So it's, again, it's things that are correctable though. Yes. And, is it a X and O thing, or is it a Jimmy and Joe thing? It's a thing that's just, it's a correctable moment. It's a teachable moment. We learned from it. We grew from it and moved on.
So week number two, you welcome in the Minerva Lions, and we all know the Minerva story over the last 3 or 4 years, winless, and you know, and I'll be honest, I'll say it on these airwaves, I pretty much guaranteed a Sandy Valley win that night, and I said there's no way they don't win this game, and early on I was kind of worried, you know, guys are down early, and I'm like, okay, maybe Minerva's a different team this year than the past 3 or 4 years. No disrespect to them, but you know, you guys get out there with a 41-24 win. That was a big win for your program, as in, again, more adversity during that game. You were trailing a team that, again, hadn't won a game in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, That was actually 3 years ago. That was our my first win as a head coach. It took triple overtime for that to happen.
I remember that.
It was wild. So they always play us tough. You know, they went to a transition to a wing tee this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, right, you know, trying to, you know, have our scout team and everybody else, you know, go with the, you know, go against the wing tee in a couple of days. I mean, that's, it gives anybody fits. That's what it's built to do.
Yeah,
you know,
the wing tee is almost like an assignment type football for your defense. And if you don't control that assignment, they're going to run all
exactly.
over.
Exactly. And that's, they figured that out. And, we're able to settle down though again and, you know, adjust and, make our adjustments. And our guys were able to be control the gaps and all that in the second half. And, you know, we were able to control the game then. But again, in the first half though, it was a shootout.
Sure.
You know, it was.
After those first 2 weeks, you know, you're going into week number three and you welcome in your backyard rival in the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. What did you learn about your team after the first 2 weeks? You know, running into some of the turnover bug, running into a team that, like I said, Minerva always plays you tough, but what'd you learn about them?
I tell you what, the biggest thing for us was getting out of our own way. You know, not making our own mistakes, self-inflicting mistakes, you know, just trying to clean those up. You know, I joked around with these guys, but I was serious by saying, you know, we look like the Browns at the time. I'm a Browns fan. I know you're a Steelers fan, so don't hold that.
Hey, hold on now. No, I'm a Bengals fan.
Oh, my fault. My fault. I thought you were Steelers fan.
I don't like that stinking team out east.
It's all right. They're all the same to you and
exactly, exactly. No, but we couldn't get out of our own way, you know, and it was a growing moment for us. And, you know, I thought it played a very clean game against Tuskegee Valley, you know, and it's tough to, it's a tough environment, you know, it's not right down the road, but it's a backyard rival,
sure,
you know, and when you're going 10 minutes down the road, I mean, it's pretty heated at times, but we were able to keep our composure. You know, I think our guys and their guys, you know, they grew up together, so they know each other,
sure.
You know, and those all things, you know, you tie on all those pieces, and but we were able to play clean and make some plays.
Yeah, you got a big win in that game, 48-6 against Tuskegee Valley. That game last year, if you remember, was a back and forth, kind of like a just a slugfest last year. This year they lost a few players to transfer and stuff like that, but a new head coach, you know, a new offensive strategy. They still run the ball, but they like to throw it around a little bit.
They spread it out a little bit. You know, the coach over there, he does a good job. I mean, he spreads them out and plays their strengths. So
yeah, Greg Diggerhoff doing a nice job at Tuskegee Valley. He'll have that program back winning more games over the next couple of years. Just got to give him a chance. And, of course,
absolutely,
you come into week number four. And week number four is going to be a normal game for you next year. This year it was a crossover game in the IVC.
Yep.
But, you know, you come in 3-0. Indian Valley comes in 3-0. The game's right here on 99.9 WTUZ, our Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg game of the week. It's our play-by-play game of the week. The hype was there. It's a playoff atmosphere at Kelly Field. And you guys go down to Kelly Field, and you drop a tough one, 42-21. And talk to us about that game and, you know, kind of what you learned from your team after your only loss in the season.
Yeah, that was, you know, after we put the film on, you know, and we saw what we saw, there were some effort plays, alarming effort plays that weren't made. And, you know, we had some come to Jesus moments, so to speak, and we had to clean some things up. But you know what, though? These guys responded really well. You know, in the first half of the game, it was back and forth. They pulled away, and we couldn't get back. You know, we couldn't get back in it. But there was alarming plays in that game that we were, again, self-inflicting in a different way. And but we were able to, again, that we learned a lot from that film on that Saturday right after that loss. That's for sure.
And when you're learning from those kind of moments, and when you have an early season loss like that, first half of the year loss, no one ever wants to swallow one of those. But, you know, is this a case where you learn so much more about your team from moments like that than you do on a, you know, just to point out, the week prior when we said 48-6 against Tuskegee Valley? Is there so much more that you can kind of instill into players in a loss or from a win? Which one is it?
Well, you know, everybody wants to come out as a victor, as you know. But I tell you what, when bullets are flying, and when it's a team that's at equal talent or you know, whatever they are, but you know, that's where you really learn who you are. You know what I'm saying? When you're backed up against the wall like that, you find out who you really are. You know, sometimes when you go and there's, you know, there's, it's one way teams, and it's teams that are a little bit different level than you. That's one thing. But when a team is at equal level, we find out who you really are. So again, we embrace that, you know, and that's what we want to grow from.
Absolutely.
And I think we did.
Sure. Absolutely. You have. And we'll talk about the games past that loss here coming up. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance Extra Point, again, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, the Claymont, or the Mustang Restaurant, excuse me, the Quaker, the Southside drive-thrus as well. We appreciate that, and also appreciate Papa John's Pizza in New Philadelphia for the pizza to feed the team tonight and coaches as they're here talking a little Sandy Valley Cardinal football. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to Big Z Sports right here on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Nick McWilliams here, of course, at the studio of 99.9 WTUZ. Again, big thanks to Mustang Restaurant, the Quaker, and the Southside drive-thrus as well for sponsoring the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Point. Big thanks also to Papa John's Pizza in New Philadelphia for feeding the team here tonight. And we're going to welcome back in head football coach Brian Gamble. And coach, we talked about a loss before we went to a break, but now we're going to talk some more positive things and more happy things for the Sandy Valley Cardinals, and move on to week number five. And you guys got Claymont, and you have welcomed him into your house, and you got a big win 50-14. Talk to us about the game against Claymont.
You know, for that game, you know, for us, the biggest thing we wanted to see was how we responded after a loss. Sure. You know, how do you respond with that? You know, after our film session, after the type of practices that we had that week, which the kids responded really well from, and you know, how is it going to transition though on a Friday night? And you know, they did, man. We made some big plays, and offensively and defensively, we were flying around, and we cleaned up our effort. That was the biggest thing for us, was just our effort. And but by doing that, I mean, that was huge for us, a huge response for us. But again, it comes back to our leadership, comes back to our guys up that's been in the trenches now for a couple of years, and you know, they're able to do that, and make big plays with our guys out wide, and you know, just we had it was a good night all around.
So when you come out of a tough loss like you did against Indian Valley, run us through real quick what a practice is like for Sandy Valley when they come off of a tough loss as you prepare for Claymont. What was the energy like? What was the message to the team?
Well, it's always high energy. I mean, that's kind of the culture we create, but our coaching, I have a very good coaching staff. I'm blessed with that. And we literally get on it. We get after it. You know, every play, they're hearing something from us. Hey, whatever it is, they're hearing something though. But it's we're constantly growing with that. You know, each and every play, monitoring each and every step that they're doing. You know, just making sure they're reading the right keys, and you know, just making the right reads or whatever it is, whatever side of the ball, whatever phase you want. But I tell you what, it's constantly just you know, I don't know if they like it or hate it, get sick of it, but whatever, they're gonna get coached, and that's one thing. And that's we coach them up really hard, and they responded really well to it.
Yeah, and they did. Again, a big win over Claymont 50-14 in week number five. Now week number six, and a game that we all thought here at the station and everybody that does Big Z Sports Show all thought this game against TCC was going to be a shootout, because we know the offensive firepower that TCC has. And it seems like over the last 4 or 5 years, even going back to when you were offensive coordinator and Coach Gardner was there, mm-hmm. it seemed like these games between TCC were always just knockdown, drag out, shootouts, or, you know, just a real physical football game. And this score at the end of the night surprised every one of us here in this studio. And I think, honestly, Coach, you probably have to say it surprised you a little bit as well.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Coach Cummings with that offense, you know, wow,
that's,
you know,
what I mean.
It is. It's unpredictable at times, you know. But you know, our guys, you know, maintain our discipline all week. You know, that was for us. It was just we had a game plan going in of what we wanted to do. We stuck to that game plan and we executed it well. I mean, that's, I know it's a cliche thing, but it's a small thing, but it's the biggest detail you could possibly do, you know, for an outcome like that. And you know, I think our guys did it really, especially defensively. Our guys were running around in the back half. We challenged them all week long, and they answered the bell with that. They did. I think we had a couple turnovers. We had quite a bit, but I tell you what though, you know, they responded really well, and you know, we were able to make plays offensively again. You know, just that you know, when Cameron has the ball in his hands, and then getting about quick and letting our guys do what they do best with the football. You know, it's just all around, I thought we did a really good job of staying in our lanes, because again, you get Price going, you know, he can hurt you. He can hurt you several ways, but we did a good job. We were very disciplined up front, and that was huge for us.
Coach, obviously when it comes to coaching defense, you want your players to be well-versed in every kind of part of the game. Yes. But when you go up against a team like TCC, when you know it's going to be thrown at you consistently, and you know that it's kind of a change of pace on some of the stuff that you've already seen up to this year, what are some of the challenges in trying to get your athletes to be prepared for something entirely different from what they've seen?
I mean, for us, it's. I mean, how long can we cover for? Because it turns into scramble drill really quickly back there, you know. And so, if we can stay on with them, I think that's the biggest thing with us. And then also making sure that we're able to stay in our lanes, making sure that we're able to just keep them contained. It's easier said than done. It's very easier said than done. But again, that's something that we stressed all week and we worked on all week to do. And I thought our guys executed that though really well.
Yeah, and again, like, no disrespect to any team in that, nope, in that conversation, but you know, I'm not surprised you guys scored 49 points. I think I'm more surprised that you were able to shut a TCC team out. Like, we know how much firepower they have. Hats off to your defensive coordinator and your defensive staff and your players to accomplish something like that.
Yeah, there was Coach Cummings with that offensive mind, man. He does a great job over there. He really does, and those players they play hard for him. They do. And those guys. But again, we were able to just execute what we wanted to and needed to. So.
And then the following week, you come off of a spread attack like TCC, and you go right back to a team that likes to pound it down your throat in the Strasburg Tigers. And you get a win there, 49-6. And Strasburg's had some issues with maybe some turnovers this year, even some injuries, some of their better players. But another big win, 49-6 over a team that really likes to control the clock a little bit. And it looks like you guys took advantage of that, getting on the board early and often.
Yeah, you know, you go from yin to yang. You know, you go from wide open, they're throwing it everywhere, to a double tight end, full house, here we go, you know. So yep, we got to strap up now. So it's just a totally different mindset when you're going into that game.
Sure.
But again, you know, just continuing though, you know, what we do in camp and what we do in our preparation, for that we try to prep for some of these things early on. We're not just practicing for week one. We're throwing other things in there to try to make sure that we can adjust to it, and so they're familiar with it. So it's not just a 2-day or 3-day preparation for it. It's been constant with them, so they're comfortable, and that's the biggest thing. When you play comfortable, you play confident, and so I think those guys are comfortable, and when they are, they play fast and they play confident.
Coach, looking ahead just a little bit now with your next game that's up, the East Canton Hornets, obviously. You know, we just talked about the fact that TCC passes it all over the place. We talked about the fact that Strasburg runs it all over the place. How do they compare? Are they somewhere in the middle between those two units, or is this something where, once again, they're going to be leaning one way or another?
Well, I tell you what, they're a little more balanced. They are. They have a very, very, very special player with Nathan Sunheimer. He's very, very good. He's a dude, and they're big up front, and they're going to be a team that they can throw the ball too, though. So they can do. They're more balanced, to answer your question. Absolutely.
So we'll get more into East Canton coming up after we talk to your captains, and that's coming up next segment. We're going to take another break. Come back and welcome in your captains. We have quarterback Cam Blair, middle linebacker Brandon Loveless, left tackle, defensive end Elijah Eister, offensive lineman, defensive end Cy Morrison, and of course guard and defensive tackle Drago, and that's all I'm calling him. That's what I was told.
Drago.
Yeah, Drago.
Drago, baby.
So we will we'll talk to all the captains coming up. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. You listen to Big Z Sports right here on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Point. And also, big thank you to Papa John's in New Philadelphia for feeding the team here tonight. Of course, head out over to their Trunk or Treat in New Philadelphia to take the kiddos to get some candy. And hopefully they bring some candy back to us so we can enjoy it here in the studio as well. Also, thanks to the Mustang Restaurant, of course, the Quaker, and the Southside Drive-Thrus for sponsoring the Extra Point here on Big Z Sports. So we're going to welcome in the captains now for the Sandy Valley Cardinals. We have four seniors and a junior, and I think we all know who the junior is, but we're going to talk about everybody. Quarterback Cam Blair, he's a captain. He's the lone junior of the captains. Middle linebacker Brandon Loveless, left tackle, defensive end Elijah Eister, offensive lineman, defensive end Cy Morrison, and, of course, guard tackle, defensive tackle Brock Dragomeyer, as Coach calls him, Drago. So which one is that? Who? Drago. Okay, there we go. He's the shy one. Okay, we'll get him. We'll get him in here a minute.
The real question is, though, is how big of a Rocky fan are you?
pretty big fan.
Okay.
You like Rocky? Do you like Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Just want to make
sure. Just checking.
So Sandy Valley brings their captains, and it's quite appropriate. You have, of course, they're all Mr. Everything quarterback in Cam Blair. We've been talking about him since I came to the area. He's been around. So in his third year, of course, started as a freshman. Had a great freshman year, great sophomore year, having a great year as a junior. And Cam, I'll bring you in here, man. We bring you in, and you bring all your protection with you. This is like on a normal Friday night for you, but on a Wednesday, you bring in all your protection.
Right. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing as that, yeah.
And, of course, Cam, you guys are having a great season. And, you know, talk to us about, you know, your season so far. You guys are 6-1 on the season, having a good year. You had the one hiccup at Indian Valley, but is the season going like you expected it to?
Yeah, I think it's going as we expected. We're really working hard, just, you know, because obviously right now we're doing pretty good in the IVC, and just hoping to have another IVC title.
Yeah, you know, Cam, I think it's week in and week out that, you know, it's kind of an ongoing joke that we see what your stat line is. It seems, again, week in and week out, and we're like, well, you know, we can't give him a hats off award every week, or we can't give him a player of the week every week. But you consistently always surprise me with your ability to do both running and passing the ball so efficiently. I'm sure there's plenty of credit you want to give to the guys around you, for sure. But how much of that goes into your dedication throughout off-season workouts, through practice throughout the week, all of that game planning that goes into this?
Over the offseason, I put on 25 pounds, and so that really kind of developed me as a runner. And that's and it's been working at the receivers, throwing to them, and then I know these guys over here have been lifting a lot too, so they've been getting bigger as well.
The having your line lift a lot and be big in front of you kind of helps a lot, and I think you seem well protected from what I'm looking around it with right now.
I'm usually one of the bigger guys coming in, but all these guys make me look little. So it's like, especially the one standing next to you. So we're going to introduce the rest of the Cam Blair protectors and start over there in the blue flannel. Get real close to the mic and tell us who you are, what position, what number, and maybe some other sports that you play.
I'm Cy Morrison, number 56. I play center and defensive end, and I just play football.
Okay.
I'm Brandon Loveless, number 45, middle linebacker and tight end.
Hold on, time out. You're probably the smallest of the five guys in this, and you play middle linebacker.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you kidding?
No, that's me.
Wow, that's impressive.
Look, he's tall though. Can you imagine being a quarterback and trying to throw down the middle, and he's standing in front of you? Good luck with that.
And the guy next to you, let's hear. I believe I know who this is, but go ahead.
I'm Elijah Iser. I play left tackle and defensive end.
Awesome. So, guys, back to we'll go to Cy Morrison first. Cy, you're a senior at Sandy Valley. I believe this is Coach's third year, head coach. You had Coach Gardner for a year. Over the past 3 years, what has Coach Gamble meant to you in this program?
He's meant everything to us. He's given us he pushes us hard, not even in the regular season, in the off season, every day. We wake up 6 a.m., to lift before school, and he's there every day with us, sometimes even lifting with us. So he inspires me, along with my other teammates and captains, to push ourselves to the our fullest.
And how much of that lifting does he do along with you guys is the real question here.
As much as he feels like.
He's got that liberty. He can do that.
And we'll head over now to the middle linebacker, as Coach calls the Mike linebacker. But Brandon Loveless, same thing for you, man. You know, what is the coaching staff? Obviously, it changed a little bit. Coach Gamble's been around for, I think it's like 15, 16 years. He may correct me on that as offensive coordinator. Of course, he's a baseball coach as well, and I think, Cam, you play baseball as well. But with Coach being around, when Coach Gardner left, you know, you had that familiarity with Coach Gamble. You know, how did that transition take place, and how was it for you guys?
Honestly, I don't think we would be the team we are today without Coach Gamble, because he just keeps everything rolling, and we wouldn't be on the path we are, and things at practice surely wouldn't go the way they do, because he keeps track of the times, and we tend to sometimes get off track, but he's always there to put us right back on track.
And, you know, obviously after what happened in against Indian Valley, you guys were probably fairly disappointed in what happened defensively. For Coach Gamble, what exactly was the message to you guys defensively after that, after giving up 42 points?
That there's always a new day. And that night we talked about it, and what we wanted to do with the rest of the season that we couldn't give up, and we had to just keep pushing through.
And let's bring in Drago now and let him talk a little bit to us. And, you know, Brock, you've been around 4 years. You've been around this program again. Everybody here has played under Coach Gardner except Cam. Cam was an eighth grader when Coach Gardner's final season here. But Coach Gamble has taken this team to amazing heights, a playoff appearance. He's 19-9 coming into the season. And, you know, if you look at, you know, your senior leadership and the seniors that you have around. You guys lost some good players last year, but your seniors that has come back this year, you know, what did your senior, you know, what did you guys talk about coming into this season as seniors saying, this is what we got to do for the Sandy Valley football program?
We came in and he wanted to ask us what we wanted to do with the season, and we told him we wanted to take it big. We want to go farther in the playoffs, and We let loose early during the playoffs last year and wasn't good enough.
You know, obviously having a message like that will help and push you down the road. But this season, with your last go-round with a lot of these guys standing in the room with you, obviously the end goal is playoffs, win as much as possible, state championship, you know, all those things that every player wants. But what are some of the other important things with the guys that you are sharing this room with right now in terms of the memories that you hope to share? What is it that you guys want to accomplish with the ones who are around you right now?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
I'm long-winded. It's my fault. Basically, you know, obviously you guys want to get as many wins as possible, but is there any other things specifically that you want to accomplish with this group around you?
Yeah, we want to break records like Cameron Blair already did and come closer together as a family and a team and just go out and dominate on the field.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. And yeah, I'm telling you guys, I apologize. I ask way too long of questions. I got to work on that.
And we'll head over now to Cam Blair. He's standing right here to my left. And Cam, we know that last week was a record-setting week for you and Stark County all-time leader now in touchdown passes. Besides all the individual awards and accolades that you get, you know, most players say I can't do it without my team. But personally, what do those records mean to you?
I really appreciate that just because of all like the great names that have come through Stark County. And just to be at the top, that just feels real awesome.
You know, on top of that, I don't know if you realize this or not. You probably do. But where you actually fall in all time for state records in Ohio, do you know where you are roughly with that? Well, I won't spoil that for you then, so you can keep striving a little bit higher. But actually, funny enough, you just passed a former Dover quarterback last week. So being only a junior and obviously having your name up there so high with more touchdowns to come for the rest of your season, do you feel any added pressure now with the rest of the season as well as a senior year yet to come?
I feel like whenever we talk like before the season, what we talk about is having fun. That's what really we want to do is want to have fun, and then all the stats will happen themselves that we're just having fun.
That's another good answer there. It seems like Coach Gamble's got him in order.
Yes, he does. And now we're going to welcome in the biggest for last, and Cy Morrison. He's going to join us. That's Elijah Eister. My bad. I got him out of whack here. My bad, Cy. But Elijah Eister, 6'5". Let me guess, 6'5", 230.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So offensive lineman, defensive end. Which do you like to play more? Do you like to hit somebody, or do you like to block for Cam?
I love offense, honestly.
Yeah?
Just blocking little guys, throwing them on the ground.
Blocking little guys. What happens if you run into a big guy?
I'll throw him on the ground, too.
All right.
I do what I got to do.
So, Elijah, talk to us about your senior season. And, you know, is this team achieving the goals that you guys started at the beginning of the year? And, of course, you have some goals left to get as well, right?
Yeah, I think, like everybody else said, we're on path, like on our path. I'm happy where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It seems like the team's very, very happy, but they know there's bigger goals ahead of them coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Of course, at East Canton, you've got at Buckeye Trail, two road games that a tougher road games. You got to go to East Canton. You got to travel all the way down to Buckeye Trail, and then you get the last game at home against Malvern, which is another rivalry game for you guys in week number 10. So it's going to be a fun wrap up to the season for the Sandy Valley Cardinals.
Well, it will. And you know, Joe, usually the team that talks the least is the one that performs the best. So I think we kind of know exactly where the Cardinals are going from here on out.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here on The Extra Point. I know it's been a busy week, a busy prep week for you guys. Go get them this week at East Canton, and we appreciate you coming in. And go make sure all that food's gone. I don't want to take anybody, any of it home. So, again, that's the Sandy Valley Cardinals joining us here in the studio. Quarterback Cam Blair, middle linebacker Brandon Loveless, left tackle, defensive end Elijah Eister, offensive lineman and defensive end Cy Morrison, and offensive guard and defensive tackle Brock Dragomir, or as everybody calls him, Drago. So we will take a break, come back. Welcome back in Coach Brian Gamble. We'll talk East Canton with him and the schedule for week number 8 of the high school football season. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, right here on Z Country 99.9.
Don't touch that dial. The best coverage of high school sports will be right back. Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into The Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Nick McWilliams. And, of course, big thank you to the Sandy Valley Cardinals captains. Let me run down their names again real quick. Quarterback Cam Blair, middle linebacker Brandon Loveless, offensive lineman and defensive lineman Elijah Eister is a big boy, by the way. And, of course, Cy Morrison, offensive line, defensive line, and Brock Dragomir, offensive line, defensive line as well. Big thanks to those guys coming in and joining us here to talk some Cardinal football. We appreciate them taking time out of their busy prep week as they prepare for the East Canton Hornets this week, and big hats off to them. All that food is gone, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good thing for us because normally it's me who has to take it home. Yes. But I tell you what, I'm not normally one who, whenever we have players come in here, I feel very small. But my gosh, that was terrifying.
I put the biggest one next to you.
Yeah, so, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That's great. That's great.
We're going to welcome back in head football coach Brian Gamble. And coach, we've talked about everything in the past. And we're going to go to something that every coach likes to talk about, and that's the current week. And week number 8 for you guys, you got to travel to East Canton to take on the Hornets. We alluded to their quarterback before we stopped talking to you here a couple segments ago. But again, talk to us about their offensive dynamic for the East Canton Hornets.
You know, they Spider Miller and that coaching staff do a great job. They I have nothing but the utmost respect for Spider and that coaching staff and that community. But I tell you, you know, Nathan Sunheimer is a dude. He's a good player. He's a really good player. But you know, they used to go to that double tight T formation, which they can do still. And they're really big up front. They're physical up front. You know, and the last couple of weeks, at least going off the film, you know, they've been a little more spread. They've been putting Sunheimer at quarterback as well. Between him and I believe it's Turner Giles was also the quarterback as well. So they rotate both of them and at quarterback. So with Sunheimer, he's a dual threat guy. He can throw a little bit too, which is, you know, he's not bad at it. He's a lefty. He's pretty good. And then you have number 11, the right handed quarterback who can throw it too. And they do something. They have jet motions. They do counters. They do all kinds of stuff. That's again, it can give you fits if you're not disciplined. And that's gonna be our thing. If we can stay disciplined and be gap sound with it. You know, those guys. They can tilt the rock though. They can pound it. They can run the ball. And I know that's right up Coach Miller's alley. He really is. He likes to pound the football. And you know, we gotta bring our lunch pails and hard hats and ready to roll.
On top of that, remaining sound. You know, your assignment to making sure you're not getting a little bit too amped up, overrunning the ball, all the things that you know can possibly happen. Yes. Something that I did want to talk about was the fact that you guys really force turnovers on defense. You've been great at that all year long. I'm sure that's something you'd agree is probably a key to this game as well, getting East Canton uncomfortable and forcing those turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, that can be a game changer, you know, especially in a tight game, which we expect and we embrace. You know, who's ever the most, you know, controlling of the ball, I think is going to be key. You know, I think, you know, we were able to get some takeaways. You know, but again, that's, you know, we work on those things though. Those are things that you know, we preach, and we that's one of our goals, you know, that we weekly, you know, reward guys for. And so it's a big deal for us to get that. You know, there's no turnover chains or anything like
that's
that.
What I was gonna ask
no,
you.
No,
is there a turnover chain?
There's a Cardinal head sticker though they may get, you know, okay. All that stuff.
I was thinking
about stickers.
I was thinking Cardinal head chain, but okay, never mind. The sticker's good too.
Yeah, evolve. I'm always about evolution. So. No, but those guys though, they love again. They fly around back there, and especially our back half, man. When they get going with being able to cover guys, you know, I think that's a big deal for us, because then our guys can let their hair down up front and they can get after the quarterback. And but again, we have to be gap sound with this team, because this team is going to, they're a different animal, because they can do both. You know, it's not one trick ponies where they're going to throw the whole time or they're going to run it the whole time. These guys can do both, and so that's a more of a dual threat. So that's more, it's scarier for as a coach. So again, that's going to be something that we got to pay attention to detail for, and you know, that's one thing we have to respect.
And of course, every coach goes back and looks at the game from the previous year. You guys won 21-14 in 2018. That was on your home field there in Magnolia, but this year it's at East Canton. If you look back at that game, did you see some things that obviously each team is different every year, but you look back on that film and it was a close game last year.
Oh boy, it was. It took, you know, I think it was us going for it, you know, it was 4th and 3 on our own 21-yard line, just so we hold on to the ball. And we did it, and we got the first down just to hold on to it, and because we, you know, just to stop, just to get another. We didn't know if we were going to stop. You know, it was Cody Vacco at the time, but again, if we were able to stop Vacco, and so we were able to do that and eat the clock out, and then take a knee. But it was just one of those games. It was a nail biting type of game. It was a hard hat game, and it was some big hits going on.
And Coach, obviously, let's talk a little bit more about the Cardinals. And you know, last year I remember, you know, this year you guys are throwing the ball about 185 yards a game, rushing at about 170 yards a game, which I thought that number for the passing yards, me personally, coming into the season with Cam throwing it and slinging the rock around the field a little bit, would be closer to maybe 220, 250. But you guys are pretty balanced in that. And in that running game, of course, Cam Blair now can run a little bit, but Brandon Obradovich back there has been a workhorse for you the last 2 years.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. I mean, the one thing for us, you know, we're not hand-tied to one thing anymore. You know, we want to evolve. And to evolve, you know, we want to see what the box gives us and what the defense gives us. And if the defense is giving us one thing, we're going to do that, you know. And we don't want to be handcuffed to one dimension, be a one trick pony team. I think the more strive to balance you can be, I think the more dynamic you can be, and it can open up other things in the big plays later on in the game.
And Coach, you know, something else I found interesting, obviously we know how much Brendan can do in the running game, but
yeah,
the fact of how much Cam has spread it around to his receivers. I mean, you know, just looking at last game alone, Demetrius Evans, 4 catches, 59 yards, a touchdown. Brody Kelly, 4 catches, 33 yards, a touchdown. Mason Tucci, 1 catch, but it went for 39 yards and a touchdown. That kind of distribution, is that just a testament to how many skilled guys you have out there catching the ball?
I think it's both. I think we have a lot of skill. I do. I think our receivers and our tailback, I think we have a lot of skill. But, you know, we also have, you know, our system for our offense is built for, you know, to get everybody, you know, get touches, because we want to get our guys in the best places possible in open space. And to do that, we got to distribute the football, and that's what Cameron does best.
Well, Coach, we can't say enough thank yous, and a huge thank you for coming in middle of the week as you guys prepare. I know tomorrow's a walkthrough for you guys and getting ready for Friday night, and we appreciate you coming back in. I think, Nick, you had, no, okay. And we appreciate you coming in, joining us here on the Extra Point. You guys are always a class act when you come in, and you bring the kids that, you know, great talkers, great kids, and you guys have a great program up there in Magnolia.
Well, thank you guys again for having us on. You guys, you know, second to none with your coverage. We appreciate it each and every week. Again, we just thank you guys for everything you guys do for us, and just for high school sports in general, and for our athletes. You know,
well, we appreciate the kind words, and we do it for you guys, and do it for the kids, and of course all the hard work. We all know what coaches go through from July all the way through November. It's you're never home. You don't see the wife. You don't see the kids. You know, so we know what's it's tough for you guys, and we appreciate all your hard work as well. So, again, that's the Sandy Valley Cardinals joining us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point. We really appreciate them taking time to come in and join us. Real quick look at week number 8 of the high school football season. Our Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg game of the week this week, going to be the Garaway Pirates. They're back on the hill in Sugar Creek. They welcome in the Indian Valley Braves. Both teams 6-1, 1-1 in the IVC. So that's going to be a good one in Sugar Creek this week. Tusky Valley, they will host Ridgewood. Ridgewood 7-0, 2-0 in the IVC. Tusky Valley 2-5, 1-1. New Philadelphia back on the road for the first time in a little while. They head down to Marietta. as Marietta 4-3 on the year. Of course, New Philadelphia, number one in the state of Ohio in Division III. They are 7-0, 1-0 in the ECOL. Dover and Zanesville. Dover's down at Zanesville. Zanesville having a great season at 6-1. Dover 4-3, 0-1 in the league. Sandy Valley, we talked about it. They're at East Canton. On Friday night, Claymont, they're at Newcomerstown. Claymont 0-7, 0-2. Newcomerstown 4-3, 1-1 on the season. TCC, they're at Buckeye Trail 3-4, 1-1. And Buckeye Trail is 5-2 on the year. Carrollton, they're at home. They host Alliance. Alliance is 4-3, 3-0 in the league. And Carrollton 0-7, 0-3 in the league. West Holmes, they're at West Branch. Both teams are 2-5 on the season. Canton Valley, they're at home against Bellsville. Both teams are 2-5 as well. And in Malvern, they travel down here to Ron Hurst Field to take on the Strasburg Tigers. Malvern 3-4, 0-2 in the league, and Strasburg 2-5, 0-2 in the IVC. Also, big thanks, Nick. You did a great job. Thanks for running the board here, hosting with me as well, as always. And of course, Friday night, don't forget, 5 o'clock with the Wood Electric pregame show and the Big Z Sports Show. We'll be back on the air Friday night. Of course, Travis McClellan filling in for me this week in the studio. I will be out of town, but we appreciate Travis stopping in and filling in for me.
It'll be like it's just like nothing changed at all. It'll just be like the exact same, you know.
I mean, way more knowledge and way more knowledgeable about the area in high school football. So Travis filling in for me on Friday night, but I'll be back week 9. Don't worry, and we'll get back at it after that. But again, week 8 starts at 5 o'clock on Friday night. Again, for the Sandy Valley Cardinals and head football coach Brian Gamble, I'm Joe Geckler for Nick McWilliams. Thanks. We'll talk to you Friday night, beginning at 5 o'clock, right here on Z Country 99.9.
The Extra Point Show has been a broadcast of Big Z Sports, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Be sure to follow Big Z Sports on Twitter and Facebook, and tune in every Friday night from 5 to 11 p.m. for the best coverage of high school football in the area.